Welcome to the first episode of Fufu and Voodoo. I'm your host, Divine, and I'm here with my co-host,
Kenya.
Kenya, and we have a very, 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 very special guest, Miss Karen.
Hello.
Okay, and our first episode is going to be Am I the Asshole on Reddit? So, let's begin, shall we?
All right, do we have our first story?
Yeah. So our
Okay.
first, sorry. So our first
Wait, wait.
story is titled, Am I the Asshole for Telling My Stepdaughter She Has to Move Out of My Apartment for My Sister and Her Family?
Okay. So the post goes, I'll try and keep this short. Me, 49, and my wife, 45, have been married for 5 years. I have a stepdaughter, we'll call her H, who's 22. H used to live in student housing, but is currently taking a year off school and therefore isn't eligible anymore. Her school, workplace, etc. are a few hours drive from here. I own an apartment around that area, so we're letting H stay here. I don't charge her any rent. My sister, 40, lost her job last year and works at a new place, which pays much lower. She lives with her boyfriend and my 14-year-old niece, and they're struggling with the rent. They like extravagance, so this is hard on an entire family. I want to offer the apartment to my sister's family to stay in, since they're three people who actually need it. They're on board with this, and we've talked to H that obviously it won't be immediately, and we'll give her some time to find another place so my sister can stay there. H got upset and said if she really has to move, and it's going to be hard. I offered to help her find somewhere, but said that this is our decision. My wife isn't happy with this and said I'm being unfair to H. Edit. There's an edit under the post that reads, the extravagance comment doesn't mean they're not living within their means. Obviously, they've cut down now. Just wanted to clarify because telling me to just tell my sister to not be extravagant isn't really helpful when it's already been done. And I'm sorry, but everyone is saying I'm favoring two adults over my young stepdaughter, but my niece is 14. She's a minor. So am I the asshole for asking my stepdaughter to move out of my apartment so that my sister and family can move in?
Yeah.
Really?
You're an asshole. It's like, okay, that's your sister and your niece, but you're gonna kick out your stepdaughter? Just like I don't
Like
know.
you're breaking apart a family
It's
so
like
that
that's
another family could come in.
so the husband is the one who posted this. So you're kicking out your wife's kid, essentially.
Right, because he's still living with the wife, so it's like
Yeah, so
the daughter has already established housing in your home.
because
If
she
it was
doesn't
like
have a
a
place to
girlfriend, it'd be
stay.
different, but
yeah, if it wasn't like, someone who wasn't like, remotely related and who wasn't paying, then I'd understand that, but like,
It's your wife's kid. Like, what? I want to know what the wife has to say about
listen,
this.
the stepdaughter is also 22 and she doesn't pay rent.
Does she have a job? I forgot.
She does have a job.
She
She
does.
has a job and she goes to school as
But
well.
she's taking a year off
Oh,
of
she's taking a
school.
year off
So
of
she could
school.
be doing
She's working.
40
She could be
hour
like saving up
week.
money for payments or something.
What if she doesn't have enough for an apartment? Because we don't know how long
So he
she's
could
been
leave
out
her
of
homeless on the
school.
street.
I get why they might not think that they're, the asshole because it's your sister and your niece, but again, you're kicking out your wife's daughter. And it's also like the sister and the niece spend like crazy.
Yeah, so they were extravagant spenders.
They're
So I
not
mean
good at
it was
managing
kind of
themselves or their money.
it's
So
kind
you
of
think
their own
they
fault
kind of dug
for
their own hole there?
yeah. Like if you have a lot of money and you spend like 95% of it, and then you expect your whoever the hell he is in comparison to them to allow them to move in, that's just basically saying, oh, it's fine to spend all your money, and then if you ever need my help, here I am.
They might get used to, expecting the free help,
Yeah,
and
he's
then they're not
about
going to become
they're just gonna keep
Jenny,
on
he's gonna
leeching
make
on and
him,
not expect it.
he's gonna become a man Cinderella.
Like, it's crazy. And then but they were like in the end, they were like, oh yeah, they stopped spending as much now. But then again, it's like it's not just that easy. And it feels like there wasn't even a second thought to just kick out the stepdaughter in the first place. They just said, okay, you're out.
But I mean, he is also offering, you know, like, I'll help you find a new place. But it still feels like...
It feels backhanded, kind of.
It feels weird because he's like, it doesn't have to be so quick. But
you need to get up now.
You need to get up now. Start looking for a place.
Pack your bags, get your shoes, and dip. If my stepdad said that to me, I'd be in jail.
I want to know what the wife's input is.
Yeah.
Like, what is the wife's thing?
Like, why is she just letting it just slide like that? Is she being abused?
I mean, she was mad, but like, if my child was being kicked out of the house,
I would say something.
I would be like,
why are you, as my husband, who's not the father of my child, kicking out my child from our home?
And they've been married for 5 years when he was 44 and she was 40.
This is 5 years.
5 years is not that long for
you to be, you know, telling my daughter that you've known for maybe about only 5 years that she needs to get the hell out of our house.
For your sister who doesn't know how to properly manage herself, be so for real. I'd kick the sister out.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I would help her.
I'd help the sister, like, in a way, like, financially.
I'd help her find a place.
I'd help her.
The sister find.
If you're going to send her away, at least give her, like, provisions.
I would, like, put in some money to help my sister, in this case. I'll put in, like, maybe a few thousands to help her find an apartment or, like, a place for a few months. But I'm not just going to kick out my stepdaughter or my wife's kid just because
my sister needs a place to go.
Yeah, like, if I was the wife, I'd be like, no, you can't do that.
It's my kid we're talking about versus your sister.
Get that family an apartment.
Call grandma and see what she has to say about this.
I know there's other relatives out there. She has to have other resources. The brother can't be.
He's not the only. There's no way he's the only.
He's the only resource there.
Unless he's the only one who constantly just puts up with it.
Yeah.
With her bullcrap.
With her. Yeah. So we agree.
Yeah,
He's the asshole. He's the confirmed. Asshole. You are the asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yep. Damn, there's a professor right here.
Professor.
You can't just throw your stepdaughter out. Who'll struggle with finding an apartment and paying rent, probably even more. Also, you said your sister and her family like extravagance, and therefore it's difficult for them. So perhaps give up the extravagance. I suggest that you find a compromise with your wife and don't throw your stepdaughter out into the blue. Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like you could just, like, you know, if your sister really is desperate for a place to live, move in. Like, you don't need to kick the other members of the house out.
Like, if there's only two bedrooms, the two kids, the stepdaughter and the 14-year-old, can share a room, and the sister sleeps on the couch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like a freaking, what's it called, the air mattress type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just a lot. Okay, that was our first story. The guy is a certified asshole. And we're moving on to our next story.
Am I the asshole for driving off my girlfriend, insisted I open the door for her, and causing her to miss a friend's wedding? My girlfriend and I were invited to a friend's wedding this past week. I was in the car waiting while she was getting ready. She'd take forever to get her makeup and hair done. She then came and stood by the passenger door and stared at me. I asked what was wrong, and she said, nothing. I'm just waiting for you to open the door for me. I was like, ha. Why? I assume both your arms are working right. She said something about seeing a trend on TikTok with guys opening the car door for their girlfriends to see.
TikTok is crazy.
Replied, but that's ridiculous. She got upset and said it's a gesture that means I respect her, and so on and so on. I told her to just get in the car and not make us more late than we already were. She refused. I told her, I drive off.
Oh, stop it.
She said she wouldn't.
Wait.
And until I.
Wait, can you?
Wait, he was still recording, though. It was still recording.
You gotta start this.
Wait, it was still recording. It was still recording.
You gotta start from another sentence. Start from, like, a full sentence.
A full sentence?
Yeah, from the beginning of the
sentence. We're gonna edit that part out.
She got upset and said it's a gesture that means I respect her, and so on and so on. I told her to just get in the car and not make us more late than we already were. She refused. I told her I'd drive off and leave her behind, but she said she wouldn't get in unless and until I opened the door for her. I ended up just driving off and leaving, and then we had a huge argument once I got back. She called me awful and said that I caused her to miss the wedding due to my stubbornness and selfishness. She then started giving me the silent treatment, which made me feel guilty. Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think he's the asshole.
Come on. No.
Okay, listen. Okay. I get
not
both
the
sides,
asshole, but not wanting to do it. Like, I understand, like, hey, like, you know, we're trying to get somewhere, like, please just get in the car. Like,
yeah.
Stop this ridiculousness. But the way he acts about it is a thing. It's like you're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
We need to go. Like, cut the crap. Like, come on now.
Maybe they're
she
late
can
for
open
the
door. Yes, but it's like, it's the way he's like, you know, reacting to it. Like, if I really
start
just
laughing.
Didn't want to do it, I'm just being like,
start laughing.
Come on, honey, let's just go. Come on now.
But she wouldn't get in.
But she wasn't getting in until he opened the door for her like a prince. Like, you're not a prince.
It's like, no,
that's
the only thing that got me.
The thing that got me is he stuck to his word. He was like, I'm going to drive away if you don't get
and
in
I like
car.
But like, the thing that got me was like, she was like, oh, I got it from TikTok. That's when I'm like, I'm not on her side anymore. I'm on his. Because why? It's like, okay.
She's just trying to be wholesome. Well,
I mean, but it's like, there are some guys, a lot of guys who would do that. But then again, that's think to like this current century and generation.
This generation does not care about romance.
They would, no. And it's like, a lot of us do want the romance and everything, but it's like, let's look back in the 60s versus now.
Yeah, we're not going to get that nowadays.
No.
Even as much as we want to, we can't really expect that. And especially from someone we don't know, like, we know is not to be expected from.
Yeah.
But I just don't like the fact that he actually, like, you know,
Drove away
and just left her there. I would be pissed. I would be so upset.
I mean, I would be upset, but, like,
he has, I mean, he did tell her, you know.
He did tell her.
He told, like, he warned her.
He warned her.
He gave her a warning.
She should know that he's, like, an honest dude. He was
yeah.
stick to whatever he
right.
did.
It's also, like, I'm not sure how long they've been dating, but it's, like, at a certain point, you should know just how
much,
just what to expect from your partner.
Also,
yeah.
she took a really long time to get her hair and makeup done, so she already made them late.
And she still decided to, you know, even add
to
on
do
more.
Her shenanigans
and
yes.
for a friend's wedding. Okay, let's think about it this way, right? Let's say Karen, you're getting married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted one of your friends like so badly to come to your wedding because, you know, it's like a once in a lifetime type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
like,
they come late, like they come like so late that you're just like, you should have stayed home.
Like, you're already married.
Like, you already did the vows, you already kissed, you already danced. Now you're like seeing the cake. How would
yeah.
you feel if they just walked down the cake eating part?
Yeah.
It's not even
because
worth it anymore.
Because they were being stubborn.
Just come later and give me like a big gift to make up for it. I don't care anymore.
I need
yeah,
stay bands.
For being stubborn because they wanted their boyfriend to open the door.
Okay, so I think...
Would that make you mad? Because it would make me mad.
Listen, if I wanted, you know, my significant other to open the door for me, I'd be a little disappointed if they were like, no. Get in the damn car.
No, but I would
like. I understand that. Like, if you don't
yeah.
want to, it's fine. If you're not that type of person, I get it.
Yeah.
But like, she shouldn't have kept persisting with the fact that like, oh, you should open the door. Like, open the door for me. Like, I saw it on the internet. You should do it too. Not everyone follows the internet. Not everyone follows the internet trends. But I don't think he's the asshole for not wanting to open the door. But I do think he's the asshole, however, for, you know, reacting in the way that he did or acting the way that he did.
I think they're both really childish.
They're both in the wrong.
Someone
responded
yeah.
with, I was going to say, is she the asshole? But you did warn her, which is why I say that you're not the asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not her butler. Play stupid TikTok trends. What real life consequences? Also, there's such a thing as an Uber. She didn't need to miss the wedding. She decided to miss the wedding. If she can't figure out how to get to her friend's wedding herself, then she needs to reassess how she's living her life. Yes, my fiance opens the door for me, etc. However, it's not all the time, and nor do I expect him to. Not opening the car door for me does not mean he doesn't respect me. Does your girlfriend open the car door
the,
for me?
The thing is, if it's not a habit for you, you shouldn't
yeah.
expect him to do it all the first go.
Yeah.
And then you just threw this out of nowhere. Like, you're in a rush, and you threw this, like, new thing at him. and like you expect
a little argument. Yeah,
it's like
I would drive away as soon as she says open the door. I'm just gonna hit the freaking gas pedal. I'm not.
But the thing is, it's like it's a way to show respect to me. There's other ways of showing respect to
and
someone.
Affection. That's that. Yeah.
Also, someone responded, TikTok trends are not meant to be relationship advice. Here's the reason you were late already. Then refused to get in the car. It sounds like she didn't want to go to the wedding and used you as an excuse. She sounds immature and chronically online.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, totally. But I get on. They're wrong. Both of them are wrong.
But it's also like in this generation, there's like such little standards for dating.
Yeah, and which is a huge problem because it's like everyone has different like standards yeah. and ideas of dating,
and they're all raised differently.
Exactly.
Also, if she wanted him to open the door, she should have said something like when they first started dating, like, I want a guy who does such and such for me. But like
set your expectations yeah. beforehand so that, yeah. you know, he's aware what that
like,
actually
that's why contracts are important. You need relationship contracts. You need everything because it's like, bro, be so for real. Like, I'm not Frank Sinatra, you know, I don't know.
I'm not going to fly you to the moon or something. Like,
like, find someone else to do it.
I'm over that. No, I'm over that.
Yeah.
But just talk it out at this point. Get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it.
I feel like she made it bigger than it was.
Like, if she was in a wheelchair, yeah, I would.
I would.
That's a whole different story. You have to open the door either way.
No, I'm. Or like on crutches, then yeah.
Can
but
you?
Like, she had no broken leg, nothing.
She was fully capable. No, you're right.
She's
fully capable. She was at full capacity. She could have definitely done that.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's chilling. She just don't want to do it.
She's lazy.
Yeah. All right, so that
you are not the asshole. Is your girlfriend?
Yeah, no, they're both
the asshole. They're both wrong.
They're both.
But I don't think you can call them assholes though.
They're just really. I think they're still working out through some stuff.
But yeah,
and it's still like the first few phases of the relationship. They're not fully, like, at the point where they can
comfortably just do whatever.
Yeah,
and they know what's good or what's bad.
Yeah,
towards the other.
That's what I feel like it is.
I don't think it requires couples therapy. They just need to talk it out. Like, it's just a simple fix. It's like, I'm sorry I didn't open the door. I didn't know you wanted me to. And she could have been like, well, I'm sorry I, you know, wanted you to open the door for me or whatever.
Because he does feel bad because he said he felt bad and guilty.
But the thing is, silent treatment is like, sometimes I feel silent treatment is immature.
That
I get
shit
it.
Hurts.
No, listen.
Oh my god, it hurts, bro.
No, listen, I understand if you're giving someone the silent treatment, if you're going to talk about it later, if you have the intention of bringing it up to them later and talking about it, but giving someone the silent treatment for, like, no reason, no explanation, it's just like you're shutting them out with no explanation, and you're leaving this person clueless to just feel bad and question what's going to happen next.
And you're just, like, holding it over their head.
Yes,
so it's
exactly.
Like, yeah.
It's an immature way to handle things. So I think, you know, if she had the intention to even talk to him about it, I understand the silent treatment. But otherwise, dude, asshole move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was our second story. We're now going to move on to our third story by Karen.
Okay. This one might be a little dumb, but I'm not sure. Okay. So the title reads, am I the asshole for not giving my girlfriend the last slices of cheese? All right. So prepare for the most petty argument ever. Here's some background. My girlfriend doesn't want to share groceries with me because she says I eat too much. For instance, I got in trouble because I finished some Lucky Charms, but they had been left for so long, they were already stale. It's not always that extreme. I do eat more than her and at a faster rate. But if we run out of something, I just go buy more. I don't see the big deal. Anyways, it was a huge fight, and she decided we both needed to buy separate groceries. Don't touch my food, and I won't touch your food type of deal. So we go to Costco together, she picks out what she wants, I pick out what I want, then I buy it, and we go home. Cool. Well, that doesn't last long. I stay to my own food, except what she offers me. Somewhat vice versa. I make her food with my groceries often, mainly burgers, some fish, and a bit of pasta. I don't really care. Last night, she also offered to make me some of her steak and soup. I ate it. Delicious. Love her. She's getting done with her workout today, so I offered to make some food. We decided on burgers. My burgers. As dumb as that sounds. She didn't get any burgers, even though I suggested her to. We've now eaten quite a few of them. These two burgers tonight runs me out of my last buns as well.
Damn.
I don't care.
That's love right there.
Anyways, I make her the burger, call her over. She's upset because there's no cheese. She ran out of her cheese a few days ago. I have two slices of my pepper jack cheese left that she doesn't even really like that much, that I intend to use for my breakfast. She wants the cheese. I tell her no and explain that I am using that for my breakfast. I'm tracking my calories and protein at the moment, so it's easy to have a consistent breakfast. In that breakfast is two slices of cheese. Every time, every day, my only consistent meal. Easy, fast, delicious, fantastic. She is not having it. She's pissed. Could I give her the cheese?
Hell no.
Totally, but we're not even sharing food in the first place. Not my idea. I already made her a burger that tastes perfectly fine without cheese. Honestly, with all the sauce, you can't even usually taste the cheese that much. And that cheese is the best part of my breakfast. I don't even eat cheese on my burgers because I want it for my breakfast, as I said. I love this shit. Anyways, part two. Now she's saying that I don't care about her and that I'm not a real man. So there's that. I guess I'm not a man, y'all. This is a common theme. Whenever she's upset, I'm automatically not a real man. I'm not masculine, and I'm a fucking child.
Damn.
Send me a video on Instagram of some person's dad taking care of his wife and daughter. I said we should be like this to each other forever for like 10 minutes before all this. Now she's putting down clown emojis and saying I'm not even close to being a man like this guy.
I would not take that.
Feels like I'm dealing with high school drama, TBH. Am I the asshole?
No. You are not. Oh my. No. Let's unpack.
Wait, she was just going in for no, and he just took that. I would not personally take that. I can never take that.
No, he is not the asshole at all. If anything, she's the asshole.
Yeah.
Dude, the way he's willing to, you know, go with everything that she's saying. Like, okay,
he wants
sure.
two slices of cheese on his breakfast. Let him have it.
And the thing is, he's gotten used to having his two slices of cheese every morning. It's consistent. She knows.
Buy your own goddamn cheese.
She knows by
she
now.
She said no. Don't forget, she said no to buy her own burgers and she ran out of her own cheese.
She ran out of her own cheese, so she
That's
was like,
cheap, so much
it was
cheese.
Her.
It was her idea.
To start off with buying their own groceries and using only their own groceries for the meals, for their own meals. She is going against her own idea. And the thing is, he's so willing to even begin to go with her idiotic idea of splitting the groceries.
I would slap her.
If you guys are living together, you should just share what's in the home. I get it if it's like, you know, hygienic stuff, like, oh, I'm not gonna share my toothbrush with you or whatever.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. But like, it's food. It's food for both of you. You shouldn't have to separate it in the first place. Second of all, why is she getting so upset after he's explained to her, like, hey, like, I'm going to have this for my breakfast, and he's tracking his calories and protein. Like, he's doing this for his health.
Yeah.
Why can't she accept that? And then after that, she goes further on to call him, like, not a real man.
Yo, that is, I hate it so much when people are like, oh, you're not a real woman, you're not a real man, you're not a real da-da-da-da-da.
Why are you holding up this? Why are you so upset and bringing up this standard to me that because I upset you over not giving you something that it belongs to me, that you agree
it's we my cheat. It's beloved. Colby Jack. You don't even like Colby Jack.
Colby Jack! You don't even like it! You
like,
don't
let's
even
be
like
so
it. Like, you were complaining about having to have it. Like,
I feel like, I also feel like if, like, finance is a really, really, really important thing when it comes to, like, relationships or marriages or, like, anything. Especially if you guys are living together, I feel like, okay, you're already splitting the rent, right?
Yeah.
Why not also split on groceries and just get everything out of the way instead of there always being a conflict about something and just about whose cheese that is or whose bread that is or whatnot. It's
the thing is, it's also she automatic right after, you know, like she's upset, her automatic response was,
you know,
oh, I'm gonna judge you, you're not a real man, this and that.
Why? She's just degrading him for no reason.
It's fine. I'll just have it without cheese.
Yeah, why is her automatic answer degradation?
Like, what is so important about the damn cheese?
She don't even like it.
She wasn't even gonna eat it. She
have a side of milk and it's the same amount of like protein
and
as cheese.
And he said that he seasoned the burger well, so you don't even need the cheese.
You don't taste the cheese.
Because the sauce.
He made a juicy burger. Like a juicy burger with that sauce.
I want to try that burger.
I'm craving a burger.
I feel like it makes a good burger. I would.
Are there any burgers nearby? We should. I want a burger.
I think at the square they might have a place.
Am I wrong? Farm Burger.
Yeah.
Or Grand House. Yeah. Okay, that's totally off topic.
Burgers.
Where?
I've never heard
right
of it.
By Chick-fil-A. There's the. I might be Farm Burger.
Okay, it's Grand House, I think, and Farm Burger. Yeah. Well, then he explains, he goes on to explain, like, adds, like, an additional note, that 10 minutes before all of that, he sent her, like, a video of, like...
No, she sent him a video. On Instagram.
Oh, she sent him a video, and then clowned him for literally, what? I don't understand what the point of that was.
Not putting cheese on her burger.
No, the video was of a daughter and a
like
dad.
A family, like a dad taking care of his family.
And he was taking care of the daughter and everything, and he said we should be like that more.
Like, I just can't. It's just this woman is like, I don't understand why your automatic response is just completely making your partner feel like actual shit.
And questioning that masculinity. That's. I feel like no one, like, I don't care how mad you are in an argument, you shouldn't go for someone's, that's like low, that's lower than a grave, I feel like. That's, you shouldn't attack someone's, like, masculinity or a woman, femininity.
You can't just judge that aspect, especially just like that, like, so freely, like.
Because especially men, it's like that hurts a lot for men to hear. It's what I learned.
And it's not even like it's like, oh, he's being sensitive. She's literally going like to the root of like the male definition, which is being masculine. Like she knows for a fact that that's gonna do something, that it's gonna go into his brain.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous that she even wanted to put that against him, like use that against him.
And then it's also like I don't think it was long after she chose to split the food and whatever when she started using his food. It's like, I don't know.
But I mean, he is not the asshole.
He's not.
I don't think you are the
he
asshole.
He has, I feel like he should be more mad, but he's calm. He sounds like a calm person from how he wrote it.
Yeah.
And described it.
He's not reacting in like, you know, a toxic way.
I feel like that's why she's also more mad. I feel like she wants him to react.
She wants a reaction.
She wants a bad reaction, yeah.
Yes, she definitely wants a reaction at him, which is why she's going out her way to spam clown emojis.
She's gonna be like, he assaulted me.
We're cutting that out. We're cutting that out.
That can't go in there.
We're cutting
that cannot go in there.
We're cutting that out. No. Oh my,
okay,
Kenya.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Rest in peace to all the lost souls of the Am I the Asshole? You can't say that.
I'm sorry. Next story.
You have one more, okay.
Right, we have another story.
Am I the asshole for prioritizing my son's dog over my wife's pregnancy? When my son, 14, was 8, he got a dog. He's half Great Dane and half some dog my friend's dog met during an unauthorized absence. My son loves this dog and does all the care for him except vet stuff and is a very responsible dog owner. The dog is pretty much his best friend. My wife is 12 weeks pregnant, and ever since we confirmed the pregnancy, she's been acting weird around the dog. She avoids him, puts her hands over her stomach when he is around, and jolts whenever he makes noise. Today she told me she wants to rehome the dog. I asked her what she was talking about. She said she has been having anxiety that he will jump on her. This is completely unreasonable. He doesn't jump on people. We trained him to not jump on people or run into people very young because he's half Great Dane. and I felt this was important for all dogs, but especially one who could possibly grow to such a large size, which he did. There is no reason for her to think the dog will jump on her. She said that there is no way to know for sure that the dog won't jump on her, and if he does, our baby could be hurt. The dog has never so much as growled at her. She said even if the dog doesn't jump on her, her anxiety about it is bad for her health. She said she needs a dog elsewhere for her safety and the baby's. I told her that there was no way. My son got this dog right after he lost his mom and imprinted on him hard. Sometimes I think he loves the dog more than me. I'm not taking his dog. The dog didn't do anything. My wife said I'm prioritizing the dog over her pregnancy. The dog isn't a threat to a pregnancy. If this were any other unreasonable request, I would just do it because she is pregnant. I just can't break my son's heart over fear she has that makes no sense. Am I being an asshole?
No.
Wait.
No.
Oh my god.
No.
Whoa.
Process that real quick.
No, because, okay, at first I was like, yeah, you are. And then when he said it's because he got it after his mom died, I said no.
No. And the thing is, she's mislabeling it. Like, he's not prioritizing the dog. Like, you know, he's not putting the dog first before his literal pregnant wife. But the thing is, I get her fear. You know, she's pregnant. You know, there might be, you know.
Because that anxiety is like babies in the womb can die from like almost anything.
Yeah.
So I get her anxiety. But it's like at the same time, I feel like if you're now pregnant by this man, you should know the importance of that dog and why that dog.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know the
there.
Dog's significance. You
and that understand. Dog, from what he said, the dog is trained.
Yeah.
The dog's not going to go on just jumping on people like he said, and it's not going to kill the baby.
Yeah, he's freeing her of her worries. He's, like, explaining, like, we specifically trained the dog so it wouldn't do what you think it's going to do. And although I totally understand her fear, you know, pregnancy is, like, really scary. It's a really cautious thing. You know, you have to be really cautious with it. But to rehome the dog... No, you can't just do that, because first of all, it's not her dog.
Right.
It's not.
She has no...
It's her stepson.
She has no dictation
over
it.
This kid is 14. It's not like he's, like, moved out and he's just waiting for the dog to, like, in college or something. And
okay, she's 12 weeks. That's, okay.
That's really early on, too.
So, that is, like, a miscarriage could happen in, like, any moment. That's scary. I get her concern. But it's also like the kid is 14. Before he even hit 16, he lost his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And his only way of coping was...
He lost his mom at 8.
At the age of 8.
Yeah, but he lost her at a young age. But
that's really traumatic. And the only thing that he has
is the dog.
Yeah.
His dog.
Yeah.
So.
And he's also like, you know, he takes good care of the dog too.
Yeah.
And, like, the wife has to understand that, like, you know, the dog is being taken care of.
Yeah.
In a way that's, like, you know, he's not going to hurt or harm you. Like, you shouldn't fear the dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like at 12 weeks, and if your anxiety is that high, I would, if I were in her position, I'd go and live with my mom for a bit until it's, like, I'm out of, like, the safety, I'm out of the danger,
danger zone, yeah. But... I feel like she also has to understand, like, you know, how the son might feel if they were to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she's thinking about how the son's going to feel.
That would create more
tension.
Conflict and tension in the house.
Like, and to him mentally, because, I mean...
It's already detrimental to, like, lose your mother and then losing the last bit that you have that reminds you of your mother or is, like, really significant, like, an important part of your life. Like, losing a dog is huge.
That shit hurts like crazy. But losing a parent, losing a maternal figure, or even a father figure early on in your life, that messes you up.
It's traumatic. It's damaging.
Because you feel like you're missing a huge part in life, because a lot of people have both parents and they have, you know, they see both sides of, you know, the family, but now he only, that's messed up of her to do.
Mm-hmm. But I don't, in this case, I don't think the husband is the asshole.
He's not.
No. He's not the asshole, definitely not. He's considering both of their emotions. He's explained to her, you know, hey, you don't have to worry, like, the dog is fine, you don't have to worry, but he's also, you know, considering his son's own feelings, like,
yeah.
My son is going to be distraught if I give his dog away, his dog, which is his support, if I give that away,
my son is going to be distraught.
Yeah.
I can't do that to him.
And it's also like if the dad gives away this, the dog, that it's going to mess up his relationship with his kid forever, I feel like.
There's a lot.
It's going to mess it up. It's also like the wife doing that, of course, it's already messing up their relationship in some type of way, but it's also like the dog, if the dog goes, so does his relationship with his kid.
There's a lot at play. There's a lot at risk there, so it's not an easy decision, and I don't think the wife should automatically, you know, get to dictate like what happens to the dog.
She needs to leave.
She can, I totally, I mean, she could totally get out of the house for a bit, and you know.
I feel like if she's, I'm sorry, I already say this, but it's like, if you're that anxious, go with your mom, because your mom was pregnant before, of course, mm-hmm. So she should know, you know, what to do, what not to do, what could cause harm or whatever. So she should be, her mom could lead her into a path.
Just guide her through
motherhood. Guide her, yeah. And maybe help her mentally not be as anxious so that the kid can keep his dog and she's not messing up her relationship with her stepson and her husband or boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, I totally get that. But in this case, you are not the asshole.
No, he's not.
You're not the asshole.
He has every single right to feel that way. Because I wish somebody did that. Like, wait, imagine if you're that kid, right? And your evil stepmother is pregnant. and she's like, your dog needs to leave. How would you feel?
You're not taking my dog away. My dog is mine.
Yeah.
It belongs to me. I do everything for the dog. What have you done for my dog?
Like, if she's really that freaked out about it, the son could keep the dog in his room. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, I feel like the automatic solution shouldn't be, oh, give away the dog.
Yeah. And it's also like, I don't think she understands. It's like, but a pet, having a dog or a cat, it helps you a lot emotionally. Like,
she could take advantage of, you know, having the dog as emotional support.
Yeah, because, like, mm-hmm. dogs, like, when I had a dog, it was, like, I was so depressed before I got it. But when I got it, I was just, like, out of the depression zone. And I was just happy every single day because I got to go home and see my dog.
It's a relief to have the dog.
Yeah, it's, like...
Someone.
And to be responsible for somebody else other than yourself. So you're more... Yeah.
You feel more grateful.
Yeah.
You feel a lot more grateful, and it's nice to, you know, have someone who's excited to see you and be with you and spend time with you.
Yeah.
And taking that away, it's just like, you're going to put the son into a deep hole of loneliness by himself.
Yeah.
Because you decided, oh, the dog is the main issue and is a danger to my pregnancy.
It's her. It's you. You're the problem, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Like, get out of my house. I'm sorry. But I, that's crazy.
I don't care. The dog is staying.
The dog's
staying. The dog is staying. I don't care what anyone says.
Kenya, what do you think?
The dog is staying.
Yeah. The lady can leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Stay with your parents.
Hello. Okay, so before we leave, we have one more story. It's going to be our last story for the day. Okay. And it's titled, Am I the Asshole for making something difficult for my son about myself? I had a son 18 years ago. My husband at the time pressured me into having a child despite knowing that I never wanted a children. Oh, kick him out. He then passed away in an accident, and I was left alone with a child that I knew I could never care for like he deserved. I gave him up while he was a year old. I've tried my best to not think about him and have been living. I remarried and am all right. The British are coming. Well, he recently reached out and made it very clear that he wasn't interested. Ooh. Then why reach out? He recently reached out and made it very clear that he wasn't interested in a relationship. We met at a restaurant, and he seemed very defensive and was quite
a lot of tension, and there was quite a lot of tension. He asked me a couple questions about certain mental illnesses running in my family, and I answered all of them. While I was getting ready to leave, I asked him if he goes to college or university, just to get rid of some tension. He said he does, and he even got a volleyball scholarship. I was a volleyball player too, and got a scholarship for the same school. That is crazy.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Whoa. Okay. I told him what I mentioned, called it a cool coincidence. He rolled his eyes at me. No. He rolled his eyes at me and said, "It isn't a coincidence if you're my biological mother." Ooh. Okay, he has too much what's the word?
Resentment?
Sass.
Oh, sass?
He has too much sass for me. It's like, okay, let's finish the story first. I didn't know what to say to that. He continued, "What? Is it too much for you to handle? I'm sorry for having something in common with you, my actual mother. My bad for being born." Somebody called 911, but not for me. Hold up. Okay. That's... Damn.
But listen.
I said I was sorry, but he kept rolling his eyes. Excuse me? Wait. Okay, I began to feel overwhelmed, and I know this isn't fair for me to say. But he was beginning to remind me of his father, and I ended up saying, "Look, I'm sorry, but I never wanted to be a mother. You're allowed to be angry, but please understand that I was forced into having a child I never wanted."
Oh, no, you can't say that.
No,
you
listen.
She can. Yes, she can. Yes, she can.
No,
let her cook.
Wait.
Let her cook. He went. Way to play the victim before storming off. Safe to say, I feel terrible. The only people who know about this are my mother and my sister, and even they said that I was only thinking about myself in the moment. Wait. Okay. And I shouldn't have brought up anything and just answered his questions. They said that I made it about myself. When it's clear that the kid was having a hard time facing me already. My sister even implied that I was a little self-centered. Maybe this isn't the best place to ask, but I'm too ashamed to talk about this to anyone else. My sister also said it wouldn't hurt. Am I the asshole?
Oh my god. Okay, listen. Go ahead.
As an adopted child.
Yes.
If your parent gives you up because they don't have enough money, it's better off for you to be sent off and adopted than to stay where you are, because you're going to be unhappy where you are.
Because you have a parent who doesn't really, can't really care for you.
She didn't have enough money to take care of him.
But she also didn't want him.
She never wanted a kid.
You're raising a child without the intent of wanting a child. So it's like, what's the point of raising a child that I can't love because I didn't want you in the first place? I get it.
Yeah, and that's going to damage him. If he had stayed with her, it would have damaged him mentally.
But it's really damaging the way that she just said it that way. You know?
Yeah.
I also get how he feels. You know, it's like, damn, like, my mother left me because she didn't want me. Like, that's already, like, a big, huge feeling of rejection. And then, okay, I feel like it's just overwhelming as well. Because you decided to, you know, show up and meet your mother. It was also your choice to meet her.
He was the one who asked.
He reached out.
He purposed, you know, it was intentional. He wanted to reach out. He wanted to, you know, meet up with the mother. But, I don't know.
I feel like he wanted her there to hurt her in a way.
Like, if he had stayed there, he would have been, like, emotionally not stable because his mother didn't want him in the first place because she was kind of forced into the pregnancy.
He already sounds emotionally unstable.
Yeah, it already sounds like he was hurt. So that might have also been a way... It might have also been, like, a factor of, you know, his attitude. But...
And you can't just say that she didn't try, because she did try for a year before giving him up.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's a very sensitive situation. It's extremely sensitive, and I don't think either of them were ready. He definitely wasn't ready for that.
No.
Especially the way he acted, like...
Rolling his eyes
Rolling your eyes, giving this sass, this attitude.
Yeah.
And, oh, way to play the victim, and then storming off.
Like, I'm sorry.
You weren't ready for that. You set yourself up for that.
Yeah.
You clearly knew you weren't going to be mentally prepared for this at all, but yet you went through with it. This is, you know, your own decision. But also, I get her. Yeah. I get her, but also, you know, you shouldn't have been like, I never wanted to be your mother. Yeah. I know, I get you're being that honest, but it just, it feels harsh.
No, but I feel like if he, since he was the one who reached out, I feel like before going in, he should have been like, okay, maybe she left me because of this reason and that.
He should have thought about it more, considered what, you know, the situation might be.
Or try to hear, like, I feel like he should have tried to hear her out a bit more before just going on and, because that hurts a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, but it's also, she gave him, you know, the room, the space to, you know, feel the way he wanted to feel. Like, she literally specifically went, you're allowed to be angry. But I just want you to understand, yada, 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 I never wanted to have a child.
Yeah.
So.
And I feel like the reason why the mom and the sister, her mom and sister are mad is because, like, the older generation are, like, you know, them people, it's, like, coming from, like, you know, my family, it's, like, you need to have kids. Like, you know, when you need to get married, have kids, he doesn't, like, you know, it's like, it's
tradition.
Expected. You're expected to have a kid and want a kid and take care of it and raise it. And that's how a lot of the older generation are. And that's just not, I feel like a lot of kids or people, like the millennials and, like, people now, it's like, they're not, a lot of them aren't going to have kids, nor are they ready to have kids because there's just a lot of baggage.
Yeah, and she knew she wasn't ready. So she, you know, she did what she, there were definitely other options, but she did what she thought was right.
Yeah.
And, you know, why would I, as a mother, or, you know, upcoming mother, take care of a child that I don't want, and I know I don't want, and I know I won't give enough care and love for.
That it deserves.
Yes, exactly. Because I get it. It's not his fault, you know. It's not his fault that his life has been so unfortunate, but, I mean, if you weren't ready for it, then you simply weren't. Maybe you weren't meant to have that conversation. Maybe you weren't even meant to meet your mother. But, you know, you decided to meet. This is where curiosity gets you.
Yeah, curiosity killed a cat.
Literally, this is your fault for being too curious. And there's nothing wrong with being curious at all. No. But you have to expect that there will be some consequences. There will be things that you don't want to happen that will happen.
Yeah.
So you just kind of got to be ready for it. And he really wasn't.
I feel like if anything, if I were the kid, I would have blamed the dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though he's dead. Matter of fact, not rest in peace, die in peace. No, not even in peace, die in hell. But I feel like I would have blamed the dad more than anything because he knew what mom wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But he just wanted to go on and get his noodle wet. So it's, I don't.
The biological dad is also.
The dad's the one at fault. Not those two are just victims to the dad.
Yeah. And the thing is, she wasn't being selfish about it either. No. She was just trying to, you know, I guess, relate to him in a way. Like, hey, like, you weren't the only one that, you know.
Yeah.
Went through this hurt, went through this pain. I also went through some hurt. I also went through some pain.
And she did try. She was like, she was trying to like ease the tension and just like calm things down. She's like, hey, I went to that school too with a volleyball scholarship too. And he's just like, okay, I don't fucking care.
Like, I wonder where I got it from. Like,
it's like,
dude, please have some class. Like, I get you're angry, but. Leave the childish emotions at home. Yeah. You're allowed, you're totally entitled to feel your emotions, but like control how you express them, control
and
how
try
you
to
act.
Be open.
Yes, like, try to keep an open mind about it.
Yeah.
But I get it, he feels he felt like he was abandoned.
Yeah.
But he also has to understand that it was basically one of her only choices.
Yeah.
It was either that or he lived in a very unstable, unlovable home.
Yeah. I feel like he was also raised, like the people who took him in weren't the best, I feel like. But I don't know why, but this just reminds me of Dr. Doofenshmirtz and Vanessa for some weird reason. I don't know
really?
Why. I don't know why, but it's like he was like, you know, the best dad and she was like
like a brat, little brat.
She was fine. But it was
she was fine. Yeah. But she didn't appreciate, you know, how much he tended to her.
Yeah, but you could tell that she still cared about him.
She still cared about him, but she just didn't express it as much.
Yeah.
You know?
But I feel like he's just a total, I feel bad for him because we don't know what kind of home he grew up in.
Yeah.
Whether it was good, bad, or just whatever.
But this totally wrecked him. It wrecked him for life. It scarred him for life. I understand that, but he also has to understand the situation and how the circumstances were.
Yes.
So you can't just account for one side of the story, like, oh, you abandoned me. Okay, but you gotta take into account, like, why did you abandon me? Why am I not living with you? Why were you not my mother? Why didn't you want to be my mother? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But in this case, no, I don't think you're the asshole. I really don't think you're the asshole at all. You stated how you felt.
Yeah.
You explained to him the circumstances, and you were willing enough to, you know, meet up with him. Because most, like, you know, biological parents, if their kids wanted to meet with them, some of them wouldn't even care.
Show up at all.
Yeah, they wouldn't even care enough to meet their own child that, you know, they had.
Because that guilt is eating them up. And it's like, okay, you're guilty, but then again, you left your kid at the end of the day. Which is sad, but
you have to admit that. You have to accept
it.
You have to come to terms with
that.
Yeah. You're not the asshole.
You're not. They're both not. They're just hurt people.
They're very hurt people who were not ready for that kind of situation.
Yeah.
It was just not very prepared.
It was all rushed. Well, this concludes the episode of... This concludes our first episode. It's our first ever episode, so tune in next time. It's Fufu and Voodoo at the Academe. What's the podcast called?
It's called New Street. At New Street Media.
At New Street Media. We'll be tuned in every single day, Monday through Friday. So Mondays, we're going to do Miscellaneous Mondays, where we just talk about whatever's on our minds. Tuesdays is Travel Tuesdays, you know, talk about Zillow, homes on Zillow, Trulia, and just things on the website and the internet about, no, we're talking about traveling and things all over the country and world and whatnot. Wednesday is Web Wednesdays, where we have our Reddit days like this and like Twitter story days. So today's Wednesday. Thursdays is True crime. So if you are a true crime nerd, we got you. And Fridays is Food Fridays, because we're both foodies and we like talking about food. So catch us at New Street Media.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh.